Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Happy Wednesday, everyone, and I just hope that everyone had an amazing Labor Day. We had some rain here in Connecticut, but nonetheless, it was a gorgeous day. Today, I'm excited about the episode that's coming up, as I'm always, and we are going to be talking about prospecting. But before I do so, I want to play our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, I want to be more than just a radio host to you. I want to be more than just a friend. And for that reason, I invite you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. I want to have you as one of my followers. I want to be a follower and a supporter of you as well. So I extend an invitation to check me out on Facebook and also on Twitter, on LinkedIn. I am also on About Me and a few more, so I have to get them all organized, but I look forward to having you connect with me there. If you are in the Connecticut area, Brookfield, Danbury, Newtown, Bethel, New Milford, Monroe, I am looking for some volunteers for my TV show. We are having a training come up, and I need some new volunteers to be trained. You get 12 hours of training, and you get all the ins and outs about how you can produce a TV show. So there's no charge for the training, and you get a certificate that you can include in your bio or your resume, and it helps to make you more marketable. And if you are in the Bridgeport area on Soundview, if you are in Cromwell on Comcast, Danbury Comcast, Newtown Charter, I invite you to watch out for the A New Day show. You know, turn your dial to that and give me an email and let me know what your thoughts are about the show. What has it... How has it been impacting your life, I want to hear from you. You can send me an email at dynamicdaphne12@att.net, and just let me know about the show, you know, if there's anything you want to hear on the show, or if there's a guest you would like to see me have on. I look forward to hearing about that. You also remember me mentioning about forming a nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And we have a link on GoFundMe. And the link is https://gofundme.com/1g3 8. And I encourage you to check it out and give us your donations towards the breakfast feeding program. So again, it's www.gofundme.com/1g4m3 8. And we're also having a cruise June 15th, 2014. And that is to help us also raise some funds for the breakfast feeding program for the students at the Carmel Elementary School in Westmoreland. That's my former elementary school. And my nonprofit was founded to support the people in that community and also the children at the school. We have a long-range goal to get them a cafeteria after we have the breakfast feeding program up and running. So I really, really need your support. If you have any ideas about how we can raise some funds, I want you to reach out to me and let me know. If you are interested in being on the board of directors, you do not need to reside in Connecticut, because we have technology and what a blessing Skype is. So wherever you are, if you believe in what I'm doing and you would like to be one of the board members to commit your resources, I want you to reach out to me by messaging me or calling me on the telephone. 860-355-9838. Email dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Let me know your willingness to help with the breakfast feeding program and to get a hot breakfast in these children's stomach 5 days a week. Also, you are welcome to call into the show. The number is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And as always, we are here on the World Wide Web at Blog Talk Radio Network, and we are here twice a week. We are here on Wednesdays, 10 to 12 noon Eastern, and we are here on Sunday night, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So invite your friends, send your friends over. They can access the archives. They're there. So I look forward to seeing some new faces here on the radio show. Okay. I don't know. There are some issues with the blog talk radio. I was not able to put any text in. I'm not sure what's going on. And when I try to reach them, I think they're still off for the holidays. They're having long holidays there, so we cannot get any technical support. However, I'm glad that I'm up here now, and later on I'll have to go type in whatever the text is about the show. You know, if you are like me, and you love to read, and you go into places like I go into the dollar store. There's a dollar store here in my town. And I go in there, and they have a bin right as you open the entrance door. There's a bin there, and it has books in it. And I always stop there and to like go through it to see what I can pick up there, because I mean, knowledge for a dollar, you can't beat that. And one day I walked in there and I picked up, I think, 4 books. And regular retail, this particular book was sold in for $28 in the US and $32 in Canada. And here I am picking up this gem for a dollar. So I was excited about that. The book is written by Bill Good. And the author, he's also the author of Prospecting Your Way to Sales Success. And this particular book that I picked up for a dollar is Hot Prospecting, the Proven Prospecting System to Ramp Up Your Sales and Career. After reading Hot Prospecting, you will banish feelings of rejection from your business life. You will never overcome objections again. You read that right. You'll only deal with people who are interested, qualified, and want to talk to you. You will always sell only to hot prospects. So, you know, I am looking to do some of these things in my business. So I pulled it out and I said, my, there's so many great nuggets in here. So I decided I am going to be sharing from Hot Prospecting this morning, and it's written by Bill Good. And I'm going to read through the table of contents just so you know, in case you want to go out and pick the book up. Let me just read the acknowledgement before I do that. Roz Lippel, associate publisher at Scribner and my editor. Your patience, nudging, encouragement, and suggestion helps more than you know. Cara Watson, Scribner Publishing Manager. You helped me to take this project from manuscript to finished book. Bill Drehman, copy editor. You make me look good. Jenny Good, my daughter, a wonderful touch. Jenny Good, my daughter, a wonderful, touch-the-heart writer, for your tireless proofing, suggestions, and help on the manuscript. My staff at Bill Good Marketing for giving me the time to write the book. My name, only two. To name only two. Jill Olson, president, here from the beginning, and Michelle Cummins, senior vice president, operations, who came through at the last minute with a much-needed fresh pair of eyes, rooting out the final nest of error. For helping make my life worthwhile. Jova, when first I saw a pretty girl in the long white dress, I thought, she's for me. It's never changed. Thank you for believing something when I didn't. Brett Good, our only son, I am so glad you knocked on our door moons ago. You became part of our lives and then officially part of our family. And when you met and married our beautiful Lori, how lucky we are. Nisi Good, stroke, and her husband, Devin, for being great parents, raising beautiful, smart kids, Justin, Chloe, and Lucas. I love you all very much. I'm so proud of the good example you all set. Again, Jenny. Now, Jenny Good, with the mayor, always my doll of sunshine. And Francis, thank you for coming into our lives together. You and Jenny brought Maximus, our greatest grandson. Gratitude in life is always an amazing thing. I just became part of a community called Gratitude Log, where every day we log our gratitude, and it's an amazing place to express your gratitude. And it's wonderful to see this author took time to show gratitude and appreciation to everyone. So in case you want to pick the book up, I am not getting any cut from it. As I tell you, I did not even buy it in a regular bookstore. I bought it in a discounted dollar store. But book one, The Good Way to Prospect. And here's what he deals with in that section. A working book, Hot Prospects, A Millionaire Sales Tragedy, The Only Way versus The Good Way, The Three Phases of Selling, The Good Way to Prospect, Lead Clarification by Temperature, Advice to Cherry Pickers. Book two, Lead Generation. Welcome to the Do Not Call era. Introducing lead generation campaigns, the variable campaign development checklist, list campaigning starting points, improve your core list, small list, the campaign objective, how to pick a style, Google magic tricks, using the greatest search engine to help you write great letters and scripts, to script or not to script. The one-story elevator speech, script rewriting, how to have professional written scripts. If you are not a professional writer, lead generation letters, how to have good letters, even if you are not a good letter writer, and testing. Now, book three, lead development. Lead development, the missing link in sales. Lead development script. Lead development messages. Sales, the sales profile. Clients and prospect education, case study development of lead dripping. So those are, if you notice, Mr. Good broke He did not break it up in chapters. He broke it up in books. So I didn't do too badly getting three books for a dollar with a wealth of information. So this is amazing. This is really amazing. So I want to just read verbatim here from this book, and from the look of all the information that's here, I'll probably be running this for a couple of weeks to get this wealth of information out. I know everybody's depending on digital things and so on now. However, there's a lot here that can benefit us in growing our sales in our business. In this book for salespeople, this is a book for salespeople, sales manager, and business owners who want to improve their sales results in today's changing sales environment. Make no mistake, we are in a new sales era. This era officially began in July 2003, when the Do Not Call Registry was implemented by the Federal Trade Commission. While it is still possible to call people at home, when tens of millions of people flocked to sign up, they told sales professionals and their management teams, in no uncertain terms, do not call me at home. If you listen carefully, they really don't want you calling them unsolicited at their work either. Part of my intent in this book is to help you work through these challenges and achieve sales success despite the anti-contact movement currently underway. This is not a motivational book. It don't have parables about mice moving cheese. These parables might make you feel good for a few hours or days, and there is a time and a place for these, but not here. If you want one of the feel-good books, log onto Amazon. Search for motivational, and you will find more than 55,000 choices. This is a working book. You don't improve your skill just by reading about techniques and ideas. You improve by working at it. Hence, the idea that this is a working book. Now, let's get to work. This is really more than a book. On the website at www.hotprospectingbook.com, you will find supplemental documents and resources to help you build your business into the next level. How about 31 letters, 24 scripts, 6 checklists, 1 white paper template, 3 letter templates, 4 sample of direct mail letters, 1 web resource page, 1 sales profile, and 2 bonus chapters. Okay, that's worth logging on to that website, I would say. To gain access to the website, follow the registration process at www.hotprospectingbooks.com. Once you register and fill out your data sheet, the letters you download will be customized with all of your information, your name, your company, your phone number, your address. Save them to your hard drive, and you can go to work undoubtedly with a little editing on your part. The same goes for the script. Instead of "this is F's name, last name and company name," it will say, "this is Barb Barkin with the Acme Company here in Cleveland." Use this letter template to help you develop powerful letters, faxes, and emails. The web resource page will direct you to our current recommended web pages, which will help you get your job done better and faster. The sales profile is a complete set of documents to help you build your own extremely powerful sales profile. You have buried passwords throughout the pages of your book, of this book. Each chapter has its own password to access this specific chapter content on the website. There is also a master password that gives you access to the site itself. When you register on the website for the first time, you will be able to create the master password. The passwords in this book are not bold-faced, boxed, or otherwise set off. They are just words of the text. You have to read the book to find them. See what I mean about being a working book? You are working already. A white paper is a short document used to help educate customers about the product or service they will be purchasing or investing in. It is called a white paper because the document itself was initially bound in white paper. Hot prospecting, a million sales strategy. Suppose your goal is to become a millionaire, an objective already achieved by countless small business owners and savvy sales professionals. According to Tom Stanley, a millionaire himself and author of The Millionaire Next Door, 32% of millionaires are business owners. 16% are corporate executives. 10% are attorneys, and 9% are physicians. The rest are accountants, sales professionals, engineers, professors, etc. Stanley notes a disproportionately high percentage of millionaires multimillionaires and decamillionaires are self-employed business owners and entrepreneurs are self-employed professionals. Since others have done it, why not you? If this is not your goal, gently slide this book back on the shelf and order a copy of your retirement scrapping by on Social Security. Okay, you are still here. You are not buying scrapping by. Obviously, the reason you stuck out on your way as a business owner or sales professional is that you want to measure a success beyond what you can achieve as an office worker. While you may not have current plans to retire immediately, and hopefully you enjoy what you do, sooner or later you will either hang it up or slow it down. Wouldn't it be nice to have the freedom to choose how and where you will live and be able to maintain the lifestyle to which you have now grown accustomed? To accomplish this goal, you must implement 3 broad strategies. 1, make more money, which means make more sales. 2, control spending. 3, invest your surplus wisely and systematically. Make it, save it, grow it. This book is about making it. If you are in sales, this book is for you. If you manage salespeople, this book is for you. If you own a business that employs salespeople, once again, this book is for you. I will focus mainly on sales success in this book. But first, I want to say a word about saving money and growing it. In this book, The Automatic Millionaire, David Bach, a client of mine, before he became the best-selling author of Smart Women, Foolish Choices, Rich created a plan almost anyone can use to create 7-figure net worth. I suggest you read The Automatic Millionaire and consider it as a companion volume to this book. What's the point of making it if you don't invest and grow it correctly? Reading The Automatic Millionaire, you will discover 2 related factors working against you: time and the moment you invest. If you start early, create the surplus, and then systematically invest, you will make it. But start late. As many readers are painfully aware, and it's tougher, a lot tougher, you have to make and invest a lot more. Otherwise, scrapping by on Social Security will be your companion volume in the last third of your life. If you are a late boomer, you need to make a lot more money so you can save and invest it. You should probably start with David Batch's Start Late, finish rich. Start with a double. My goal for this book is to help you double your business high in the sky. Hardly. In the past 20 years, the professional staff at my company, Bill Good Marketing, and I have coached countless salespeople and had beyond, way beyond a double. Some like the double goal so much that they repeat it a third time, and so even a fourth. The success we have enjoyed has allowed us to confidently position ourselves as number one in the sales and marketing system in the financial service industry. If you question what I just said, and if you have a financial planner or broker, just ask him or her, do you know Bill Good? The answer will be yes. While we have achieved that top position in financial service, the sales and marketing in countless and other industries is not all that different. My more than 25 years of acknowledging and experience the financial service are applicable to any sales professional or business owner who has a decent sized market. Sell a relatively high priced product or service and need more clients and prospects. The idea in this book, or the foundation for the product we have sold since 1986. I modestly name it the Bill Good System. We position it as a computer-based client marketing, prospecting, and office management system. I designed it for companies who produce a relatively expensive and therefore must be sold. It would not be appropriate for a dry cleaner or a hardware store. The primary product or services must be sold as opposed to bought, as though a retail store. Its mission to enable our clients to create the time and money to pursue other goals in life. Reflect for a moment on what you want to accomplish. Whatever you desire requires time and probably money. Time and money sit on no opposite ends of an energy spectrum. To accomplish your important goals, you might need more time. You might need more money. Most likely, you need some of those. Our system and the ideas in this book are dedicated to helping you double your income or work half as much, with the obvious understanding that there are countless waypoints between these two goals. The mission is ours. The goal is yours. You are not a financial advisor. Does this apply to you? challenges with marketing, prospecting, selling, and organizing are common to most companies. While I am not, I never will be a financial advisor or planner, I learned most of my craft in that industry. Whether you are a financial service, commercial, or real estate, or you run a sales or catering division of a hotel, the skills are all essentially the same. Although Bill Good Marketing is not a financial planning firm, internally, we use the same tools to teach financial planners, and these are the same tools you need, same skills, different markets. Although many of the examples I use are from financial services, don't even think for a second that these examples may not fit you perfectly. While I've worked mostly in the financial service industry, the methods I use have been applied to people as far from financial services as you can be. We have had stunning success stories from people in the software sales, real estate, auto sales, and even stay-at-home mom, who was able to employ some of the same techniques from my first book and get her income to the point where she could stay at home and live well. Years of experiences have taught me that if you implement the strategies outlined in this book, you can double your income in 2 to 3 years. If you keep spending under control and invest systematically, time will be on your side. So, if having a great career, building a wonderful business, and retiring well are what you see for yourself, you have come to the right place to learn the good way. The fork in the road. What is our strategy to help you increase your sales and income? Yogi Berra once said, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. You are there now, at the proverbial fork in the road. One fork, we would take leads to the hilltop, a fortified castle called power selling. Take that route. Eat bowls of rusty nails each morning, and each day ride out and close the sale. The other fork takes you to a township of hot prospects. This route focuses on getting you in front of more hot prospects. I give you an exact definition of this term later, but you know hot prospects. You live for them. With hot prospects, you don't really need all that power selling, champion closing, dynamic, balala, 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 preached so passionately by countless sales trainers. Perhaps there is a time and a place for power selling, but in this book, we will be taking the other fork in the road toward the township of hot prospects. The route to power selling. in my sarcastic rejection of the trip to power selling, I exaggerated a bit. Now, let's tell the truth. Selling skills, the ability to create, desire to have the benefit of your product, and closing skills, the ability to get people to make a decision about buying your product, are vital to success as a sales professional. From my experience, a newbie salesperson learns to sell quickly or doesn't get it at all. Within the first couple of years, he or she must learn presentation skills, how to handle objections, and how to close. By failing to master these vital skills, the new salesperson takes a sharp detour off the road to sales success and winds up tracking around in the jungle of employment opportunities elsewhere. Sometimes one takes his cut off voluntarily, but oftentimes not. Without selling skills, there is no sales career. However, once the newbie gets it and the selling skills improve, the increase in commission will only be incremental. You won't get a 2 to 3 year double just because you have merely improved your sales skills. You were not interested in incremental improvement. You are interested in quantum leaps. The first jump comes from mastering the skills that will help you create more and better prospects. I will assume that your selling skills, while always capable of improving and adequate enough that you can persuade a decent percent of the people you talk with to buy your product. The goal, however, is more hot prospects. This translates to closing more and bigger sales and doing it faster. More, bigger, faster. That's our mission. If you are just joining, we are talking about hot prospecting. The way to improve your sales success. And you're welcome to calling at any time. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now let's move on to the old way versus the good way. The lack of money is the root of all evil. Bill Good, age 9. Until this very moment, you were not aware that I, Bill Good, am the creator of many of the world's most famous statements. In some cases, just for fun, such as the above statement, I took an earlier famous statement of mine and reversed it for many discovering the origins of my famous statement can be a bitter pill to swallow, all one of mine. To make this entanglement easy, I will gently reveal the escape that prompted me to make many of the statements you thought were probably made by others, perhaps Ben Franklin or even Shakespeare. The origins of the above statement began with money is the root of all evil. This was first uttered by me at about age 7, during a brief social period when my then 5-year-old brother was routinely beating up a neighbor's kid who kept stealing his lunch money. After one bare knuckle round was over, I commented, "Ed, that just shows you that money is the root of all evil. If you live with no money, people would not fight." Well, someone overheard it, mentioned it to someone else, and within months it was worldwide. But a year later, when my statement was already worldwide, my third grade teacher instructed me to write an essay on money is the root of all evil. I was out of my brief socialist phase. So, in thinking through this, I realized that without money, I could not buy a new bicycle or clothes from some store other than Sears, where my dad got a 10% discount. Sears was not a cool place for fashion-conscious boys to buy stuff. So, in my paper I wrote the statement, "Money is the root of all evil," was obviously written by a wealthy person who wanted to discover others so he could have it all. The truth is that the lack of money is not the root of evil. The teacher must have mentioned my statement at a faculty meeting, because by the time I was 13, it too became known worldwide. For ages, from ages 7 to 13, I was frankly precocious. Many of my comments on life were even made into advertisements or political slogans. I never received credit or money. By age 14, I realized that others were profiting from my comments, and so I shut up for a long time. With the publication of my first book, I decided to come out of the closet of anonymity and accept the credit for the statement, "I will find money. You will find many of my other statements in Bartlett's familiar question. Look in the author's section under Anon. You came into sales to sell, but it's not working out that well. Perhaps you wanted to be a financial advisor and help people make their fortune as well as your own, of course. You probably don't think that most of your time would be spent searching endlessly for people with money. And worse, you had no idea that people with money would welcome your call, at least those few who haven't heard signed up for the do not call list. After all, you have ideas that should help people with money get better return on their investment than they currently enjoy. Or perhaps you sell business equipment. You have a degree in business and an outgoing personality, so you were drafted for sales. You would be taking home much bigger checks if only you had more fans, more face time. Or you sell life insurance. If you can help one or two families each month protect their assets and provide for their families, you could make a very good living in the process. You found out in a hurry that most people don't want to talk to a life insurance agent, not even in your most pessimistic bragging about your future. Did you realize it could be as bad as it really is? The problem was driven home at your spouse's company Christmas party. You had been warned not to talk business, but in the back of your mind, you had an idea that people would at least want to know about some of the new life insurance products in the market. Drink in hand, you bided your time. Then, as expected, someone asked what you did for a living. I'm an insurance agent. You might as well have said, I serve the waste products in the sewer plant. The room could have emptied out any faster. Now, you certainly don't come into sales to fight or offend people. The problem with sales is prospecting. Where did all the prospects go? Are there just too many salespeople? Did something happen to scare them away? Even worse than the shortage of prospects is that the longer you have been in sales, the more you hate prospecting. Why? They turn you down, reject you because they reject you and because prospects are so hard to come by. You try harder and harder. And the harder you try, the more scared they get, and the more you fail. The major problem in sales is not really a problem with sales. It's a prospecting problem. The problem is scarcity. Most salespeople think there are not enough good prospects. The reason you are reading this book is that you don't have enough prospects. If you had all you could handle, you certainly would not be looking at this book on prospecting. So true, very true, very true. Yes, I am very well aware that 99% of the salespeople in this country believe that rejection is the biggest problem, but that's not it. If you really believe that there was enough prospects for you to talk to, would you really care if those jerks hung up on you? Of course not. You would move on in the next to the next prospect. But since you and most other salespeople believe consciously or subconsciously that prospects are scarce, then rejection threatens survival, and that hurts. Rejection is not the problem in sales, nor in closing. A lack of product or service or knowledge, too high a price, the competition, or poor company advertisement. The problem is scarcity of prospects. We live in a country of more than 300 million people. How can prospects be scarce? In Julius Caesar, Shakespeare says, "The false, dear Brutus, is not in the stars, but in ourselves, that we are underlining." I said, the reason for the scarcity of prospects lies not in the market, but in our method. And that method is the one I call the only way. Called the old way. The old way of selling. Every sales trainer I've ever had, plus all the books read and lectures heard, have focused on overcoming objections and on closing. J. Douglas Edwards, perhaps the best of what I call the old way trainers, preached that half of your sales will be made after prospect has said no 6 times. In writing this book, I did a Google search for overcoming objections. The particular Google search turned up 78,000 hits. I found this gem in November 18, 2002. Addition to the best journal, to the business journal, whose masthead says, "Serving Jacksonville and Northeast Florida, PSST, I've got a secret to tell you. Sometimes prospects will stall you. Sometimes they will lie to you. Sometimes they won't tell you the real reason they won't purchase. Then, when a prospect gives you some lame excuse, stall, about why they won't buy now, he's really saying, not yet. At www.entrepreneur.com, in Overcoming Objections, March 27, 2003, we find these treasures. This prospect wants to say yes, but has limited funds. What if the prospect actually wants to say no? The prospect doesn't understand what you are saying. Really? What if she does? The prospect has a difficult time making decisions. Large or small, you have to help her decide. Perhaps the prospect has in fact made a decision. If we switch over to Amazon search engine, www.a9.com, and search the text of books currently for sale, we'll find 535 books that include a decision to overcome objections. Regrettably, the old way is alive and well. Concentrate on closing and overcoming objections has definitely a lifestyle for countless millions of salespeople. This is not another book in that tradition, but I do think we should spend a few minutes highlighting the old way. Then you will understand what my system is not. A wise young friend of mine named Brian said, it's just as important to know that you don't want as it is to know what you do want. Then you will know what not to do in life. Hey, I only hang out with smart kids. Old way technique. If you have been around sales more than one day, I am certain you have heard one or more versions of the three principles summarized below. I personally have no idea where I first heard them and doubt if anyone should be given credit. Here are the philosophical foundations of the old way. All buyers are liars. Think I'm kidding? Do a Google search for buyers are liars. Don't believe the paper, don't believe the prospect until he or she has said no three times. 3, 6, 12, or 27 times. Every no gets you that much closer to a yes. As you can well imagine, if you believe these principles, they will affect the way you live. If you sell insurance, then you receive what the prospect thinks is a final no. You will press ahead anyway, thinking you are that much closer to a yes. If you are a financial advisor or planner, and the prospect tells you he doesn't have any money now, you won't believe him, but will charge forward anyhow, ruining the prospect day and your own. When the prospect tells you which portion of the anatomy should rest you offer. Most always sales people consciously or unconsciously believe and act as if there is a war between buyer and seller. Your job as seller is to win. We shall overcome. Was not just the theme song for the civil rights movement. It's a song that sales movement have been singing for generations. It's one reason your approach usually isn't welcome. Too many generations of prospects have been overcome. Applying old way principles. If you work in insurance, real estate, most financial services, except of course where my company does the training, appliances, automobile, are just another thing else, you have most likely been trained in the old way. If you have had any training at all, if you have had no formal training, you have still received the old way message. Like a powerful underthrow, whenever you put a toe in the sales water, it's tugging on you. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that you are a salesperson in the financial services company. Perhaps you sell mutual funds and insurance. As I am sure you will recognize, the yarn of I'm going to spin for you is all too typical. If you don't recognize yourself as the key player, I'm sure you know someone to whom this applies. Assume you are fairly new in the business. Since you don't have any customers and therefore nothing else to do, it is abundantly clear that you have to prospect. since you don't have much money to invest in mailing or seminars, you spend at least 5 hours a day on the phone, you would much rather wait for someone to call you or what else. Be provided with 20 or 30 direct mail leads each week. But as you quickly learn, to your dismay, it doesn't work that way. Instead, you decide to take the plunge one day when no one is listening. You sit down at your phone and start calling dentists. Because, after all, they are people with money, right? After a half an hour of struggle with receptionist, Dr. Jones answers his own phone. As you know, this rarely occurs. Now, you happen to know that Dr. Jones has a huge practice. He and his spouse, Dr. Smith Jones, drive his and hers Mercedes. This couple would, of course, be highly desirable customers. Here is how it usually, the usual conversation goes. You, ring, ring. Dear Dr. Jones, hello. You, may I speak to Dr. Jones, please? Dr. Jones speaking. You, Dr. Jones, this is Fred Smith with the Bean of Life Financial Service. Dr. Jones interrupting. Excuse me, but I'm not really, really not interested. Because continuing with this now classic conversation, let's review your old way training. First, you will undoubtedly have been trained to persist. The sales school, you probably heard countless anecdotes about how various superstar salespeople, also called champions, have persisted and triumphantly returned with the prize order. In addition, your sales manager or your peers will have surely some are all of these old way gems of wisdom. No is a stepping stone on the way to a yes. No means yes later. No is simple, a misunderstanding by the prospect, and is just a way from saying that he or she requires additional information. With this philosophical pearl jangling loose in your purse or pocket, let's pick up on your conversation with Dr. Jones, who was saying, Dr. Jones, I'm really not interested. You, of course, you are not interested. If you had been interested, you would have called me, right? Dr. Jones, angrily, I guess I would, but I didn't. So what does that tell you? You, I understand you are not interested, doctor, but let me just ask you this. What are you not interested in? Dr. Jones, I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in being life insurance service. But I'm very interested in getting back to my patients. I'm busy. You, I understand you are busy. I find that most of my clients are busy, and it's not for that reason that Dr. Jones clicked dial tone. You sigh, addressing room at large. I wonder what I did wrong. All right, I need to take a brief commercial break here and give you a word from my sponsors. This got away from me here. All right, so here are a few words from our sponsors. If you're just joining us, today we are talking about hot prospecting and how to increase our success.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com. Or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, so check out our sponsors there. Don't leave your stuff hanging out there. You need to protect your intellectual property. And also, I'm accepting applications for anyone who is interested in being the producer / co-host for this show, the New Day show. It doesn't matter what country you live in, so long as you speak English fluently. So if you are interested in being in the pool of applicants for the producer / co-host position, I want you to send me out your bio to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Send me your applications out if you like what I do here on their New Day show. If you like what the show is designed to do, we want you to be part of this operation here. And we are looking for someone dynamic to work alongside with me, someone who is passionate and someone who wants to change the world by transforming one life and one business at a time. So I look forward to you sending your application out to dynamicdaphne12@att.net. And let me know in the subject line, you can put co-host / producer position on the New Day Radio Show. So I look forward to receiving your applications. We haven't gotten any yet. We just started looking last week. So send the applications out. We would love to have someone within the next 3 months. So let us hear from you. Send your application out for the co-host / producer position here on the New Day Show. Guys, you want to be part of this. We have close to 100,000 listeners and growing. So we want to have you as part of this. We have some new platforms that we will be embarking on. So let me hear from you. All right, so let's continue with Hot Prospecting. We have 34 minutes remaining on the show today. From the old way point of view, you certainly must have done something wrong. Weakness, wimpy tone in voice, failure to persist, insufficient goal orientation, bad phone breath, but sadly, you recall the words of old way trainer J. Douglas Edwards, who said that half of the your sales will be made after the prospect has said no 6 times. So, sitting here with a long face and a long buzzing, obviously about the pizza crust on the table, you reflect on the magic number 6. If only I could have gotten Dr. Jones to say no 6 times, you say to the fly, I might have gotten this business. But you say to the coffee cup, he bit with bits of crema and curdling on the surface, Rome was not built in a day. My statement, of course. And no, you grind through the other 8 of or 12 calls, and not one sales appointment you get. At the end of the hour, you feel as if you have been passed back and forth through the paper shredder. You are tired and discouraged. Walking toward the door, you turn and make a rude gesture at the post-it note on your phone, reminding you to call Dr. Jones tomorrow and grind a few more no's out of him. As you lock up, a terrible thought strikes. There was that videotape you saw in training. That was in the trainer. What was it the trainer said? Was it? Don't believe the prospect until he has said no 27 times. It couldn't have been. Poor you. You couldn't get Dr. Jones to even say even 6 times. What a way to make a living. Instead, that old way is one hell of a way to make a living. If you happen to be brand new in sales and think I exaggerated that people are trained this way, you go and pick up most of the sales books or attend sales meetings almost anyway. If you would like to conduct your own test of old way method, by all means verify the following. It is very hard on the salesperson. If you don't already hate prospecting, you probably will shortly by striking the old way method. Number 2, it is very hard on prospects. Why do you think the room empties out when a life insurance agent introduces himself? It's not the product. The product is really just a contact to deliver a known amount of money at an unknown future date. The problem is the sales method. After decades of nail-pulling selling skills, people have finally come to believe that a session with life insurance agents will be unpleasant, and so it is. But lest you think at this approach to sales its entirety, entirely, without redeeming social value. It did serve its purpose at an earlier time in this nation's history. Undoubtedly, it came of age in an era in which the old-time peddler would not make more than one call a day or even a week. And in the old days, if you don't sell on that one call, you didn't eat. Today, we believe in an entirely different era of sales. Instead of being limited to one call a day, by using web conferencing software, you can make a sales presentation in Bangor, Maine at 9 a.m. and in Boca Raton in an hour. You can cover more territory by phone calls, letters, faxes, emails, and an hour than in the old-time sales person could make in a month. In seconds, you can blast out an email broadcast to pre-qualify client prospects while you are wrapping up a sale, setting up an appointment. Your personal computer can be cranking out 12 letters a minute, and who knows how many people can check your latest price quote on your company's web page. It is different. It's a different world. And yet, unfortunately, somehow, the old methods still persist. This book is most definitely not about this old way style of selling. It's about what I will immodestly call the good way. The good way. This system of prospecting that I'm going to outline relies on three very basic assumptions. The first assumption is that your product or service is sold, not bought. Millions and millions of people are obviously prospects for Frosted Flakes. But they don't get a personal sales presentation when they stroll down the cereal aisle. However, most people don't buy cars, financial service and real estate, insurance, computer systems, office products and machinery often enough to buy these products without some help. Your job is to help people who might need complicated, sophisticated, or often expensive products. And for that, you need some leads. The second assumption is that there are enough prospects in your market area who are interested and qualified today to make it worthwhile to look for them and ignore the rest. Let's take a close look at enough. What would be enough? At least a few hundred? Suppose you sell promotional items to movie studios, and there are less than 100 of these. You would use a different strategy that I am suggesting here. Each prospect is too valuable to take a chance of losing. By interested, I mean interested. Ask the child, are you interested in ice cream? The child's yes is the one I'm talking about. Ask the child, are you interested in going into the backyard and weeding the garden? That no is that one old way says people grind away on in their misguided efforts to convince the child that there is some remote benefit in weeding the garden. By qualifying, I mean, has the capability to buy now. Your definition of being qualified will, of course, be different from mine. Unless you have an extremely limited market, you can develop a simple way to look for those who are interested and qualified. Now, that's what a good part of this book is all about. As you will see in this book, we are going to assume you don't have any customers. You don't know anyone. You haven't been thrown into a territory or a job, and it is alligator-style fight or flight. By mine age eight, you will use direct mail, web registration, phone, or some form of direct response advertising to generate that lead. There are ways to prospect other than those I will outline here. I will refer, of course, to relationship marketing, and it's clearly the subject of another book. But now we are going to assume you are flying blind, that there are some people in your marketplace who need your product or service, and that it is possible to find them. You need to know how to find prospects who are interested and qualified now. Later, I'll discuss whether you, the salesperson, should be the prospecting or whether you should get someone else to do it for you. The third and final assumption of the good way relies on the basic principle that not all buyers are liars. In fact, we'll assume the exact opposite. Buyers tend to be the truthful truth tellers. The idea that buyers are liars is the fundamental assumption on which the old way is based. Old way practitioners believe that if someone tells you they are not interested, that they really mean is, I need additional information. Or when buyers tell you, I don't have any money, what they really mean is, I don't have any money for that item. But if you come up with another idea, of course, I would raise the money. I call this translating English into English. And it assumes the prospect doesn't know his own mind or spinning a lie. If you treat people as if they are lying or don't know their way, their own mind, you should be surprised. You shouldn't be surprised if they don't respond well to your sales message. Undoubtedly, many people will lie to you, will create a smoke screen to tell you they are not interested when they are, or will rely on some other subterfuge to mislead you. Yes, their lies and smoke screens can be penetrated by always selling. But do you want a customer list full of liars? Remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat other people how you want to be treated. This rule, it's been time-tested a lot longer than the good way. The good way ignores the golden rule. You can build a selling system on one of two assumptions. First, you can assume along with the profit of always that buyers are indeed liars. If you make that assumption, you must follow it with all of the various techniques to overcome opposition. You must be prepared to suffer endless rejection, and you must continue the endless process of translating English into English. Or you can shred the old way and join the good way and make life almost infinitely easier. The good way can change your selling life. How you will live your sales life is about to change. Remember Dr. Jones, who got the call from Bean of Light Financial Service? Here's how a practitioner of the good way would have handled it. May I speak with Dr. Jones, please? Dr. Jones speaking. Dr. Jones, this is Fred Smither from Being of Life Financial Service. Dr. Jones interrupting, excuse me, but I'm really not interested. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day. Click and dial. Thank you very much, uttered as a single word, becomes the modern equivalent of high U silver as you disappear into the electronic sunset. of the telephone system in search for another prospect. So, let's abandon the old way as it tries, old methods, and go into the good way. You have been spending a lot of time and money on the old way. Apply old philosophies of throwing good money after bad. Mine, perhaps one of many most inspired. But now it's time to adopt the good way of prospecting and pick the cherry, not the pick. Following this method, you will only throw good money after more good money. Thank you very much. It will be worth your time. The three-phase phase of selling. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Bill Good, age 11. On the face of it, this is an absurd statement, but when you understand its origin, you will see how it can be effectively used. Beginning at about age 7, I had considered a SOB, at least a SOB, by my very proper near elderly southern raised mother. According to her, my SLOBI NESS keeps getting worse, not better. One day when I was 11, she ordered me to clean up my style, as she called my room. I was greatly annoyed by this order because I knew exactly where everything was. Instead of cleaning, I just moved stuff around, stuff that was under the bed. I put on the closet floor, and the stuff from the closet went under the bed. When she made her inspection, she was furious. Until you have a place for everything, and everything is in its place, you are grounded. I know I had only one chance. Mother, I said calmly, the more things change, the more they remain the same. I could tell the wheels of her brain got no traction. On that one, of course, it was absurd, but she started thinking about it, and then thought and thought, and then left my room forgetting. As I had anticipated, the following thought on the grounding. Where up on, I just put everything back where it was in the first place. And that is the true origin of yet another famous statement for which I receive no credit. I quote myself here because selling has been around for at least since the second oldest profession, and speaking of change, with this chapter, I am introducing some big change for you, for your selling life. A complete sale will go through three phases before it closes. Lead generation in in this phase, an individual, family, group, or company of identities as having some degree of interest and possibly qualification. One of the lead has been generated. Once the lead has been generated, it must be developed. Lead development, this is the process of taking prospects with some degree of interest and perhaps uncertain qualifications, or the point where they are ready to variously discuss purchases, purchasing your product. Once the appointment is set with the salesperson, the sales process begun. Sales. In this phase, the salesperson goes through a series of steps intended to increase the prospecting desire to own the benefits of the product or services and receive the fear of change. Now, that is really one definition on sales, isn't it? When the desire finally seems to outweigh the fear of change, the salesperson ends the selling process with a close. Selling is the process of questioning, educating, persuading, overcoming obstacles, and then finally closing. Sometimes the prospect buys, sometimes not. For the most part, this book will focus on lead generation and lead development. Well, I encourage you to go out and buy this book. Again, the book is by Bill Good, author of Prospecting Your Way to Sales Success. This particular book that I was sharing from today is Hot Prospecting. And as the author says, it really does not matter what industry you're in. And I can already see here that the good system is the one that will work for us, because it doesn't really matter what industry we are in. It doesn't matter what our product or services are. We all need leads, and we need to generate leads. We call them mailing lists and all of that. I know people go out and they buy mailing lists and everything. So let's just focus on how we can generate leads and qualify them. Again, the book is Hot Prospect, the Proven Prospecting System to Ramp Up Your Sales Career. After you read this Hot Prospect, you will banish fears of rejection from your business life. You will never overcome objections again. You read that right. You will only deal with people who are interested, qualified, and want to talk to you. And you will always sell only to hot prospects. So I'm excited about this. Again, I want to just tell you some of the insights that you're going to be getting from there. But I'm not getting a cut from this book or anything, but I know that each and every one of us, we are looking to improve our sales and we want more leads. So, again, this is a book that you work from. It's in book one. It deals with the good way to prospect. It talks about hot prospects, the old way, the three phase of selling, the good way to prospect, and advice to the cherry pickers. In book two, it talks about welcome to the Not to Call era, introducing lead generation campaigns, the variables campaign development list campaigning starting points, improve your core list, small list campaigning objectives, how to pick a style, how to Google and how to use that beneficial help to write a great sales letters and the script. Also, the one story elevator pitch, script writing, how to have professional writer script. If you are not a professional writer, lead generation letters, how to have good letters, even if you are not a good writer. And in book three, you will get this information, lead development, the missing link in the sales letter, lead development script, lead development messages, the sales profile, clients and prospect education, and case study. I tell you, this is the best dollar I have ever spent. So again, I hope this will help you. I hope you go out and get the book and hope that you will use it to increase your sales. I want you to connect with me on Twitter, on Facebook. We are looking for volunteers for the TV show. We are accepting applications for co-host / producer of this show here. So send your application to me at dynamicdaphne12@att.net. So I look forward to having you there. And I'm just so excited about that. It never amazes me. Every time I'm on the air, my phone is always ringing off the hook. So, again, remember that you were created for a destiny, and we do not want anything to derail you off of that. So you stay true to that destiny that you are called for. So long, and again, I look forward to you connecting with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And again, the GoFundMe page is http://gofundme.com/1g4m and the numbers 3 and 8. And that's where you can go and donate for the breakfast feeding program. Love you guys and thank you for your support.
I'm all the pieces together. Because I believe that he's concerned about me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me and directing me.
Hallelujah.
To my destiny.
I dare you to declare it.